Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. ICB, Holy Bible, Hardcover International Children's Bible is a children-oriented full-text Bible published by Thomas Nelson in the International Children's Bible Translation. It was created specifically for elementary age readers, especially children in third grade and up, with the aim of making scripture readable without stripping away its core meaning. The hardcover edition combines a simplified translation style with visual and study supports designed to help young readers move through biblical text with confidence. Large print, bold subject headings, highlighted keywords linked to a Bible dictionary, and full-color illustrations all work together to make the Bible less intimidating and more accessible. Rather than presenting Bible stories as a paraphrase or a short adaptation, this edition offers the complete biblical text in language children can grasp, making it useful for first-time independent reading, as well as guided family or classroom study. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a full Bible translation written for children, rather than a simplified retelling. The central value of this edition is that it is a complete Bible translation designed for children, not merely a storybook collection or devotional sampler. The International Children's Bible was developed to preserve the meaning of the original text while lowering the reading barrier for younger readers. That distinction matters because it allows children to encounter the Bible as a unified scriptural work, including narrative, law, poetry, prophecy, and New Testament teaching, instead of only selected episodes. The simplified language is intended to help early readers understand unfamiliar vocabulary and sentence structure, and, while still preserving the theological and narrative content that gives scripture its shape. This balance is the main reason the ICB is often recommended as a first full-text Bible for elementary-age children. It gives young readers real access to the Bible as Bible, while making the experience less dependent on adult mediation at every line. Secondly, typography and layout are used as comprehension tools, not just design choices. The hardcover edition uses reading support features that are central to its educational purpose. Large print reduces visual strain and helps emerging readers stay oriented on the page, while bold and text subject headings break long biblical passages into manageable sections. Boldface keywords linked to the dictionary are especially important because they teach children to connect repeated biblical terms with explanation and context. M-content. This turns reading into a guided learning process rather than a passive experience. For a child who is still developing vocabulary, these visual cues can make the difference between giving up and continuing. The page design also signals that the Bible expects engagement, not just browsing. Instead of overwhelming the reader with dense text, it presents scripture in smaller interpretive units that support comprehension and memory. In this way, the physical layout becomes part of the translation strategy, helping children read independently while still learning how to navigate a Bible. Thirdly, illustrations and inserted study helps make biblical content concrete. A major strength of the ICB hardcover edition is its use of illustrations and child-focused study materials to make biblical material more tangible. Color illustrations help children visualize people, places, and events that may otherwise feel remote or abstract, especially when reading about ancient cultures, miracles, and unfamiliar settings. This visual support is not merely decorative, it helps anchor the text in a child's imagination so the stories are easier to retain and discuss. The edition also includes study helps, such as scripture memorization sections, miracles of Jesus, and kids in the Bible features. These editions give young readers structured entry points into the wider biblical world. Memorization aids support recall and repetition, while topical sections encourage pattern recognition across the Bible. Together, the visuals and study helps create a bridge between reading a passage and understanding its place in the larger story of Scripture. That makes the Bible more usable for home reading, church learning, and early devotional habits. Fourthly, the ICB emphasizes early faith formation through readable independent reading. This edition is designed not only to inform children, but to support early faith formation. Because the translation level is targeted to young readers, it gives children a realistic chance to read scripture on their own rather than only hearing it read aloud. That independence is important developmentally and spiritually. It helps children build confidence, recognize recurring biblical language, and develop familiarity with key themes such as prayer, trust, obedience, and Jesus' ministry. The edition's child-centered features also show that it is intended for more than academic reading. It is built to nurture spiritual habits by helping children memorize verses, notice important ideas, and connect stories to basic biblical concepts. In practical terms, this means parents, teachers, and churches can use it as a first step toward regular Bible reading instead of a more advanced study Bible. Its role is foundational. It is meant to make scripture approachable enough that a child can return to it repeatedly. And that repeated exposure is often what forms long-term familiarity and confidence with the Bible. Lastly, its main strength is accessibility. Though it is not designed for advanced study, the ICB hardcover stands out because it fills a specific niche. It is aimed at beginner readers who need clarity more than complexity. That makes it highly effective for children, but it also defines its limits. A translation created for elementary age readers naturally simplifies language and syntax, which can reduce difficulty but may not satisfy older readers who want more literary texture or deeper analytical nuance. It is therefore best understood as an entry point rather than a final destination. Its design choices favor readability, visual support, and guided learning over extensive commentary or scholarly apparatus. That is appropriate for its audience, but it means the Bible works best as a first full text edition, not as an advanced study tool. Compared with other children-oriented Bibles, what sets it apart is that it preserves the full biblical text while making it genuinely usable for children. It is a practical bridge between picture Bibles and more demanding study editions, which is why it remains a common recommendation for early readers. In conclusion, this edition is best suited for parents, grandparents, teachers, children's ministry leaders, and churches looking for a first full Bible for elementary age readers. It is especially useful for children who are beginning to read independently, but still need strong support from layout, vocabulary, and visual cues. For families, it can serve as a shared reading Bible that encourages discussion and memorization. For classrooms and church settings, it offers a text that is approachable enough for younger children, while still being recognizably the Bible rather than a paraphrased adaptation. What makes it stand out in its category is the combination of accessibility and completeness. Many children's Bibles shorten the biblical text or rely heavily on retelling, but the ICB aims to give children the actual scriptural text and language they can manage. The result is a practical bridge between picture-based Bible resources and more advanced study Bibles. It is not designed to replace deeper translations for older readers, but it excels at its purpose, helping children begin reading, understanding, and returning to Scripture with confidence. If you would like to support Thomas Nelson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.